Shalom, everybody. Today is not the sixth day of the week. This year it comes out on Pesach, but I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah for the sixth aliyah of Parshat Achrei Mot. This aliyah has 16 psukim, and in it we hear about the arayos, forbidden sexual relationships for men and for women, incest, relations with parents, aunts, in-law siblings, in-law children, etc., etc. When we read these psukim about the isurim of marrying our close relatives, we can ask what seems to be a strange question. Why indeed can't we marry our close relatives? We already know the family. We already know we get along. We already love them. So why can't we marry them? This question is asked by Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, who died in 1888, in his Perush to the Chumash on the first Pasuk of our Aliyah, Perek Yud Chet Pasuk Vav, and he gives two answers. Though he does, I will say first, he does introduce the topic, as he often does, and he also summarizes it as well, by saying that we really cannot claim to know the reason for this or for any mitzvah. We follow what Hashem says because Hashem says it. And with that in mind, however, we can often offer some insight, even if it is limited. And with that in mind, one answer that Rav Hirsch offers as to why we may not marry close relatives is that in order for a person to develop properly, productively, fruitfully, that person needs to be surrounded and supported by all sorts of people with all sorts of roles. We need parents, we need siblings, we need children, etc., etc. Each person plays a pivotal role in our development. If we were to marry one of those people, then we would be depriving ourselves of that ingredient that helps us become us. If the marriage is to be a healthy one, then the spouse cannot also be a sibling, nor can a sibling be a spouse. In our lives, our teacher has to be a teacher. Our father must be a father. A friend is a friend. A therapist is a therapist. A Rebbe is a Rebbe. Sure, a teacher can be friendly. Sure, a friend can give me advice that perhaps a Rebbe would give me. There is certainly some overlapping of roles, but there cannot be a complete displacing of those roles. The Torah cannot approve or tolerate one factor in our lives being sacrificed for another. In Rav Hirsch's words, quote, a mother cannot become a wife without ceasing to be a mother. A sister cannot be a wife without ceasing to be a sister, end quote. We need all of these people, all of these roles in our lives, and it is neither healthy nor desirable to abnegate one role for another. That is Rav Hirsch's first explanation as to why we may not marry our close relatives. A second explanation that Rav Hirsch gives is that in one's life, there is already, God willing, love in their heart for their family. They love their brother. They love their daughter-in-law. They love their aunt. Love is already there. And therefore, again, in the words of Rav Hirsch, quote, marriage will add almost nothing more than the sexual element, which by itself alone, without bringing about the miracle of the loving union of two beings, sinks down to naked erva, end quote. That's the second explanation of Rav Hirsch, and it is very similar to an explanation given almost 100 years later by Rav Zalman Sarutzkin, who died in 1966, in his Perush on the Chumash, Oznaim LaTorah. Rav Sarutzkin says similarly that love for one's family members exists in the world. If you were to marry your brother or your sister, you would love them now as a husband or as a wife, but it's not new love. You already love them. But one of the goals, one of the jobs of a marriage is to bring new love into the world. Marriage is supposed to bring into the world what Rav Zalman Sarutzkin calls a bria chadasha, literally a new creation. Something that has not yet existed in the world. A healthy Torah marriage is where husband and wife love each other so much, so closely, so beautifully, that it is a love that never existed before. A new creation. To marry someone for whom you already have a love would not be creating something new. But to marry someone new, someone who may have been even a stranger just a little while before, is what Hashem wants of us, to create new love, love that has never existed in the world before. God willing, those of us who are already married will have and build a beautiful marriage where the love is a new creation. And Emir Tzashem, those who are not yet married will, when the time is right, God willing, they will find someone with whom they can originate and establish a love that is literally unique in the world. Have an amazing day, everyone.